with diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life. This wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Qinghai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only we must nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change, Supreme Master Qinghai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today we present to you Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion on climate change entitled Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth, via video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in Los Angeles, California, USA, on January 18, 2009.
Some good news. There are some Martians still survived. You know, the good one, the virtuous one, they survived. But they could not live the way they lived before. They are underground and they have to recycle everything. Water, vegetable, very little thing they have. Around 6 million of them only. And it could happen to us also. It could happen to us like that. That we might have to live underground to survive. And recycle oxygen, recycle vegetable, recycle water, and be frugal and sharing absolutely everything, like the Martian people do. Anyway, I do hope that the Earth people do not discover where they live. I don't want them to discover. We might do them more harm than good. If we dig them up, they will die. I don't have enough oxygen. They are not used to with the living on the surface anymore. They are safer down there. Because Mars is still not inhabitable yet. The people who survived on Mars, there's more or less 6 million of them. They are the good people. They were vegetarian. They practice a heavenly conduct. And they are very, very, very nice people. They are about 4 level, and they continue that way. Similar to some people who live underground right now on our planet. They are self-sufficient and very frugal, very self-contented and very, very God-oriented, spiritually oriented. That's how they survive.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
When you spoke to Supreme Master Television in July of 2008, you mentioned that most of the Martians living underground were fourth level beings. Why would a free soul choose to reincarnate to live underground?
Because a soul would incarnate anywhere, yes, for different reasons and different purposes. Sometimes like to help others, sometimes to develop spiritual understanding, sometimes because of the affinity, and other time maybe karmic pattern. Souls never fear or never be picky about where they will incarnate and where they will live. Only after we incarnate into a physical body, then we begin to complain and this and that, because the soul will become limited and we feel suffocated. But souls before that, they never are picky about where they go. They just go where they must go and where they should go or where they want to go.
Is it possible that when Mars was destroyed that some of the people might have come to Earth to inhabit the Earth and start our civilization here?
No, no, honey. None came here. They stay where they were. Yes. They're better there than here. It's just that in the past, like 40 million years ago, their planet developed too fast. Too fast. Technology and their development of physical development, technology development was out of balance with the spiritual understanding and discipline. Therefore, you know, their planet has been destroyed. But the people who survived, who knows the value of virtues and spiritual practice. And therefore they get together and they're very well together, even though they don't have as much as what we have here, but they have enough and they're happy together. So they don't even want to come here. Sorry, we are unwanted. It's not like you read it before somewhere, like the aliens are trying to invade us and they are in our planet. It's not true. At least about Mars, they don't want our planet. They really don't want.
Thank you, Master. I love your dress and the writing on it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. I love yours, too.
Thank you.
Veggie fur, huh?
That's right. You designed it.
Oh, I'm proud that you like it.
It's very warm. I was surprised at how warm it was.
Yes, yes, I tell you, and no need fur. It's even warmer than fur and light, you know?
It's very comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I borrowed it from someone and I want to get one myself.
Okay, enjoy while it lasts.
Okay. Hi, Master. You mentioned that Martians, they watch Supreme Master Television. Do they tell you what is their favorite Supreme Master Television show?
I told you they like it.
Which one is their favorite show?
Oh, I did not ask. They don't have favorite. They like it all.
Oh, wow.
I just polite, I guess.
That's great. I didn't know that they watch Supreme Master Television. That's a big news for us.
I didn't know it either, to be honest.
I'm more interested to know, how do Martians communicate with each other?
I told you they have telephone. They have internet. It's just faster, yeah? And they have telepathy. Hmm? They also walk to communicate with each other. Imagine that. Visit each other within the underground cities. And they also go above the ground in the insulated cars to visit each other and deliver stuff.
So does everyone have the telepathic ability or just certain higher level beings?
No, not all. Not all of them have telepathic ability. Just some. One-fourth of the Martians had telepathic ability in the beginning of their survivals. And now, maybe more or less, yeah? That's how they communicate with each other when they first survived. And, you know, now it's similar, yes. This is something that come out naturally. They don't specially cultivate this kind of magical power. They just have it or not have it. They don't mind so much.
So they do have verbal language, and what does their language sound like?
I don't know how to tell you. It's not English, of course. It's not Chinese, it's not Spanish, it's not French. It is Martians.
And my next question is, what are Martians, trees or animals or flowers like? Do they have nice sceneries?
Yes, they have some big garden, you know, park-like, and they have some bushes there and flowers and, you know, but I told you the highest tree is about 3 meters high, yeah, because they cannot cultivate bigger than that, yeah? And they have flowers also, and they have park, you know, like garden for everybody to enjoy. Most of animals die during or after the mass extinction. Let me check if I have more accurate information. I can't remember everything. I note it down. 1 minute, hey?
Okay, yes.
Thank you for your patience. Okay, they have some pets, some animals that we have no names here on Earth. And not like what we have. They have some underground animals that can live underground, a little different than here, yes. They have some dogs and some cows.
Wow.
Mars has only 32 cows, including ox and kids, and they are treated like other animals as beloved pets and or national treasure. They do not try to breed them abnormally into more. They just want to keep more or less this number. Dogs are in the same status.
But they don't have birds. They don't have cats. But they have something that we did not have. I cannot explain it here. Okay?
And do they also communicate with pets telepathically?
Yeah, they can. Some can. I just told you more or less the same, like 1/4 of them have telepathic abilities. Yeah? And they also have phones, so they don't have to try to learn telepathy too much.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. You know, whatever the animals that survived, because they survived it together with their human companions, you know, who brought them underground with them. And then from then, they bred more. And they are precious. They are not so abundant of animals like us here. Yeah? They have limited numbers of animals.
Hello, Master.
Hello.
You look like a queen.
Merci.
Okay, my question is, on Mars, do they have different religions or spiritual practices?
No, they don't have different religion. They just have spiritual practice and uniform, one, simple.
What methods do they have for seeking communion with God?
They meditate. They seek the God within themselves, the light within themselves, the energy that manifests into vibration within themselves.
Is it like our method, the Kuan Yin method?
Yes, that's what they do. That's what they practice, wow. The Kuan Yin method. Not only on Mars, all the worthwhile planetary systems in the universe practice Kuan Yin method wherever there are people. Wherever there are humans, they practice Kuan Yin method. And this Kuan Yin method has been practicing on Mars, you know, before the destruction. And the Kuan Yin practitioner, who are vegetarian virtues, they are the one who survived. And so their lineage continue up to now. It has never been broken.
Wow.
And they are all spiritual practitioners and Kuan Yin practitioners, yes.
So, are there any masters currently on Mars?
Yeah. They have two masters of the fifth levels. Wow, huh? Of course, yeah. That's to expect.
Our past enlightened masters like, you know, Buddha and Jesus and Prophet Muhammad, have they visited Mars and some other time and spread their teaching, and were they successful teaching there if they have?
No, none of these masters need to go to Mars because they have had this beautiful tradition of Kuan Yin spiritual lineage that is passing down to them from the time of the ancestors. So the masters only go to planets who don't have spiritual rich heritage, who people need their presence their blessing and their teaching. The master does go to the planet who is already stabilized and disciplined and virtuous. Mars did not need any master anymore. Before the destruction, there was one master, who was teaching the Kuan Yin method. And therefore, there were 2 million people, more or less, were following this master. Let's see, if it, what is she? It was a man master. And therefore, these people survived, and they had learned their lesson, and they had written down to all their descendants to strictly follow spiritual method and the virtuous way of life. They have written all the destruction, all the tragedies, all the suffering, all the agonies of the planet's people, so that their children never forget. They even have a monument that written, you know, the basic principles that we have to follow. And there's a monument that reminded people of the tragedy if they don't follow, the Martians people. It's a very expensive lesson and very painful one. Very painful. But at least they learned.
Master, have you ever lived on Mars?
No.
No?
I have not even visited. I just, you know, a few times telepathic communication. After you guys' questions, then I have a few times telepathic communication, and that's about it. They don't need me there.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Hi, Master.
Hi.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Ça va,
Bonjour,
toi?
Ça va. I have a question. Like, you said that they are watching Supreme Master television, so they might know that we are exploring their planet right now, right?
Oh, you guys interest that they're interested in your television. Yes, they do know, honey. They do know.
And do they know that we have robots exploring their planet now?
Yes, I knew.
Oh. And in the future, we might be able to go there too. And how would they react when they see us coming?
They were afraid when they know our robot was there. And of course, if we go there, they will be more afraid. They will hide. They will hide themselves. Because they are afraid of maybe infections from us. Physically and spiritually, infections. They are afraid of us. They're afraid of our invasion.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
My next question is, are some Martians telecommunicate with us?
Just a few times to some special beings on this planet due to some affinity or some special reason. They don't want to communicate with us at all. They don't even want to come here. You know, because people think that Martians want to invade our planet, is nothing further from the truth than that. They do not like our lifestyle. They do not have immunity to our infection. That's why they are afraid of us. They are contented to be left alone and live their way of life and practice spiritually. They're happy where they are. They don't even desire to communicate with us telepathically, unless it's really necessary. Or, you know, some truly beneficial and harmless way. They know about us coming there, but they hide. That's why the human cannot find them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Master.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Tune in tomorrow for Part 5 of Supreme Master Qinghai's intriguing discussion titled, Benevolent Messages from Mars, Be Virtuous and Save the Earth. And now, stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing you much love and peace under Heaven's grace.